Welcome to the Altitude Sessions, where we fly above the noise to speak what most people are too afraid to say out loud. I'm your host, Robin Vox. And sis, what a week it's been. This is Pleasure, Pain, and the Pieces Between, a series where we're breaking open the intersections of sex, relationships, and mental health, with no filter in all the fields. Today is our recap and reset, the moment to reflect, breathe, and set our sights on what's coming next. Let's fly. This week, we cracked open the door to some deeply personal terrain. In episode 1, Sex Shouldn't Be a Performance, I talked about how so much of my sexual history felt like theater, doing what I thought I was supposed to, not what I truly desired. We unpacked what it means to be touched but not seen, and how performative sex becomes a survival tool when we're conditioned to prioritize someone else's pleasure over our own. Then in episode 2, Reclaiming Pleasure After Shame, we explore how trauma, childbirth, and societal expectations pile shame onto our bodies, and how powerful it can be to reclaim pleasure on our own terms. I shared how my journey back to intimacy after motherhood came with stretch marks, sagging breasts, and a new perspective on what I truly want. Not validation, not false hope, but presence. I no longer ask, does he like me? Now I ask, do I even enjoy this? That's growth. Here's what I know for sure. So many of us were never given a healthy introduction to pleasure. We inherited silence, shame, expectations, and sometimes pain. But we're rewriting the script, even if we're doing it sentence by sentence. What I'm sitting with this week is how much softness I used to deny myself. I thought detachment was protection. Now I know real safety is being with someone who sees me, not just my body. Real liberation is being able to walk away without guilt if that isn't what I'm getting. This new version of me doesn't perform. She participates on purpose, with presence, and with power. Next week, we're diving into something that gets romanticized and misunderstood. What does it mean to be good in bed? We'll talk about sexual confidence, emotional compatibility, and the myth that performance equals pleasure. Then we'll go deeper into soul ties and spiritual connections, how sex can linger long after the body leaves. And finally, we'll end the week with the truth bomb.
We don't have sex to be chosen anymore, because we've already chosen ourselves. So rest up, reflect, and remember, you're allowed to be healing, horny, hopeful, heartbroken, and whole, all at the same time. This has been the Altitude Sessions, and I'm your host, Robin Vox. For every woman who's ever wondered if she's asking for too much, you're not. You're just remembering what you deserve. I'll see you in the sky.